Hello there, I'm Dr. Curtis Finch, superintendent of the Deer Valley Unified School District. Welcome to a brand new episode of the award-winning Soup Scoop podcast. Every year, the Arizona Board of Education releases its letter grades for schools and school districts. School letter grades are the state's accountability model used annually to measure school performance. The system measures year-to-year student academic growth and proficiency in English language arts, math, and science. The proficiency and academic growth of English language learners. Indicators that elementary students are ready for success in high school, and high school students are ready for success in a career or higher education, and high school graduation rates. Based on our 2023-2024 performance, DVUSD is an A-rated school district, and we have the district best 27 schools with an A rating, including all of our high schools. We also have a total of 35 A or B schools in the district. On this episode of the Soup Scoop, we'll talk to three principals who have either earned an A or are on their way to doing so. We'll start with Arrowhead Elementary School Principal Jackie DeTore, who is in a unique situation in a unique neighborhood. Arrowhead is a K-6 school that has earned an A in 8 of the last 9 reports, including each year since 2017. But as Jackie will tell you, that A comes with some interesting changes and challenges through the years.
Hi, I'm Jackie DeTore, principal at Arrowhead Elementary. And Arrowhead Elementary has been around since 1988. And it's gone through quite an evolution from then until now. It used to be in one of the most affluent areas. And over time and the economy, we are now qualified for Title I funding due to just changes in apartment complexes being built up around and just a various set of reasons. So the staff is a long-standing staff. Gone through some evolution. They've had to look at a changing population and adjust how they do their jobs.
Nice. What? Tell me a little bit about the state grades that just came out. It said that Arrowhead maintained their A. So how do you do that as a principal in a demographic area that you say may be struggling a tad? How do you make academics number one and keep that A?
That's a wonderful question to answer. One of the things that we focus on mainly is getting students to increase their growth. Proficiency is important, but more important is growth. So some of our students who struggle, whether it be through an identified disability or a second language, they still learn and grow. So our teachers know that they need to keep all students to high expectations. They don't bring the curriculum down. They bring the kids up to it. And we do focus on growth. We celebrate growth. We push for that. Students are always very excited when they're looking at their own data and get very excited to see their own growth. So that is the key. That's how we maintained it. We got very high growth numbers.
Explain to the audience what growth means.
So students, when they score on, well, obviously this is based on the state assessments. So when they score in a certain area, whether they were proficient or not, they're compared to other students around the state the next time they take a test. And so they score higher within their category. And their range. So they've grown from they don't stay stagnant. They actually go beyond. So they're going beyond just like if you were 1 year's, you know, after a year of school and you're 1 year ahead of growth, you're still in the same place. You have to go beyond that. So it's almost like having a stretch goal. So you're going beyond that and they're pushing so that it will also at the same time increase their proficiency.
Well, that makes sense. So if you're at a year of school, you should be able to gain a year, but you're trying to get students to gain a year and a half or 2 years
exactly.
Each year to get them caught up. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about, you said you celebrate that growth. What are some of the things that you do that
get kids excited about wanting to do well on the different standardized tests. Mm-hmm.
So we try to connect all their assessments to the big one in April. So they have classroom assessments, and then that leads them to benchmark assessments, which are some of the district type assessments to look at. And so the teachers have kids set their own goals. They have a big target, and then they have their individual goals, and the teachers will spend time talking to the kids about, well, what do you have to do to help reach your goal? And we have students tracking those for themselves and motivating themselves. So they're competing with themselves. That helps kids a lot because then they don't feel defeated, which we know sometimes will happen if they're looking at something they can't possibly achieve.
That sounds like a really interesting concept. In the old days, the teacher just did what they did, and then we found out what we learned at the end of the year on mm-hmm. that test. This sounds like you're engaging the learner through the journey. So they are active with their own data mm-hmm. and learning where their weaknesses are, and then they can concentrate on even helping themselves. That engagement must be some of the secret sauce you have there.
I think so. I believe in that strongly. I take some of the things that I believe in from how I was as a learner in school, and I always seem to do that. And I do believe strongly that a person, and any individual, no matter what age, when they realize that they have control over their own learning, that's when they soar. That's when they really begin to enjoy it, take pride in it, and it's not just about what someone told me I had to learn.
Well, obviously, being a former principal of the year, you would have a tad bit of wisdom that we could buy from us. So keep up the great work, and congratulations to Arrowhead to maintaining their A this year. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
While Arrowhead Elementary has consistently earned an A over the past several years, Barry Goldwater High School earned its first ever A grade. It's been a slow and steady rise to the top for the Bulldogs, and Principal Dr. Anita Stoltz says the challenge now is to continue to grow from there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Stoltz, and I'm principal at Barry Goldwater High School. We're a very diverse, smaller campus of 1,620 students, and truly pride ourselves in having something for every student.
Talk a little bit about your recent jump in your grade. You jumped up from a B to an A, maybe the first A you've had in a while, or maybe in the history. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, it's the first A in the history of Barry Goldwater High School, and so we're super proud of the hard work of our staff and our students. We were really close last year, just a point and a half from reaching the goal, and we've been very intentional in our focus the last 10 years, really, in looking at what's the experience we want for our high school students. So when we talk about something for every student, we look at what are their interests, what are their passions, and how are we developing exit outcomes for our students that they can carry into real life. So critical thinking skills, communication skills, life skills, and all under that category of habits of mind. So our mission is to reach every student and to develop personal, social, and academic skills. So that means our programs, our interventions, our initiatives, our experiences on campus have to truly reach every student.
Talk a little bit about how you convinced students that this test is important to the school. Because I know that's something we always fight in a title environment of, well, what does this have to do with me? I don't get a grade for it. I can maybe improve my grades, but why is it, what did you use, or how did you connect with the students to convince them that this is an important exercise for the school?
Well, I think part of it for us is having students enrolled in classes that they see the relevance of what they're learning and their application to real life. And then when we have assessments, any type of informal, formal assessment or the high stakes kind of assessments that we do, students are then wanting to demonstrate that they've grown or they can do their very best. So some of it's about creating that culture where students just want to achieve because it's personal and relevant for them, and our teachers feel the same way. What can we do to show the greatness within our school, the greatness within ourselves as individuals, and then making sure it applies to real life? This is one example of how they can achieve But it's one of many that we focus on at the school. So lifting them up to show that no matter what if we're on the field, if we're in the classroom, if we're taking assessments, that we want to stick with it and do our very best.
Your culture there has been changing over time. The flywheel turns slowly, then it starts to build up momentum. Talk a little bit about the staff and their reaction to jumping over the hump and heading and finally securing that A. What? Tell me how that all went down.
Well, I think for teachers, you know, their heart is in it every day. Their relationship with kids is what matters, and learning, exposing them to new ideas, making it relevant. And so that's what drives their work every day. But when they can have that acknowledgement from the community and from the state that others see the greatness that's going on, that was a good day for us. That was a good feeling for us to have that extra boost, right? But we also kind of took it in stride. Like, we know the good work we've been doing, so now others see it, but we can't stop now. The good work has to continue. So it was a celebration. But it was also kind of an acknowledgement, like, we know we've been doing this good work, and now others know it, too.
It's finally on the paper now.
Yeah.
But it's always been there. The momentum had been building. All right. Well, I just wanted to congratulate you and the Goldwater Bulldogs on their reaching the A plateau. That's a big deal. It's all five high schools reached it this year for the first time in our history as well. So congratulations, Bulldogs, and keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Next door to Goldwater is Deer Valley Middle School, the district's oldest middle school. Principal Ray Utter had his work cut out for him when he joined the school in the winter of 2023, but in that short amount of time, the school has risen to a C school. They almost made the cut for a B. Ray has high hopes for the Colts, and given how quickly the school has ascended, there's a chance within the next few years DVMS could add an A+ to their resume.
Hi, my name is Ray Utter, and I'm the principal of Deer Valley Middle School. Our school is, I think, a hidden gem within the district. I love the fact that we have the history of being the oldest middle school in the district. The fact that we are named after the district itself is a big deal to us, and the history that goes along with it. But being in the, one of the oldest schools in the district, of course, you know, we're in one of the older neighborhoods and areas within the district as well, which brings its own set of issues and things that we have to deal with. And one of those, of course, is being that we have 500 students, but 75 of them qualify for free and reduced lunches. We also have a high transient population, meaning that we have students move in and out of our school quite a bit. And so as a result, not only do we have it's a Title I school with students in a lower socioeconomic area, we have students that come to us with major learning gaps. That we have to try to, decrease as much as possible. So that's always been an issue. Behavior, unfortunately, has been an issue traditionally with Deer Valley Middle School. I know we have over the years, grown kind of a negative connotation within the district because of the struggles that the school has. But as someone who started out teaching at Deer Valley Middle School, it has always held a special place in my heart, because once you've been there and you know what the students are actually capable of, and you kind of break away from some of the, traditional mindsets that people have about the school, and you really understand what it's about, it's actually a really great place, not only to be at, but to teach and to work at, because we often find that those who work there, you can make bigger and stronger connections with students at that school, and you can have bigger impacts on their lives for, positive impacts and affect them much more than you could at many other schools. I mean, later when I went on to work at O'Connor and eventually be an administrator there, I found that I had students who I taught at Deer Valley Middle School still reach out to me after they graduated from Goldwater just to say hi and check in and tell me where they've gotten and tell me how I've impacted them in a positive way. And I still have that. Even after our last promotion ceremony, I had a young man come up to me, and he was in his early 20s, and I didn't recognize him at first, but he came up and says, "Oh, Mr. Utter, I can't believe it's you. And hey, this is how you impacted me. You were, back, during your time at Deer Valley Middle School." And it's just something that I wish, we all as educators can experience, but outside of Deer Valley Middle School, that is one of the things you can experience more than any other place.
It's Speaking of high impact, your team is changing the culture every day. The flywheel is turning, in the mortal words of Jim Collins. Positivity is flowing through the buildings now. Tell us a little bit about your grade. You jumped up a whole grade this year on the state assessment. Talk about how you got that accomplished, how you convinced teachers to stick around for the journey, maybe some of the things that you were that you implemented for the students to help them take the test seriously. Talk about your rise to the top.
All right, that's a broad question. We had a lot of there was a lot of things that went into that, and it was definitely a team effort. There's not one person, admin or teacher or even classified staff that can say that this is why or I did this. It was definitely, again, a team effort. So when I got there a couple of years ago, as an administrator, the school was definitely not in a great place, not because of any one particular reason. I think COVID hit it hard and some other issues that were there and a bigger issue is that they couldn't keep staff at the school. And so one of the biggest things we need to address initially is just culture and making it a place where people want to be and keep that culture going instead of having this staff culture or whatever where not only were the kids moving in and out, but the staff were moving in and out. And so then every single year you basically have to start over. And so one of the things we address first, and again, like I said, is culture and kind of saying, hey, guys, we're all in this together. We're in the same boat. You know, I'm here to support you. So we told the teachers, hey, you guys are the ones in the trenches duking it out every day and doing the good work. So how can we support you? And because that's our job and that's our thing. And so it did take some time. Flywheel moved slowly at first, getting it going. We earned my first year there. We had earned a D grade from the previous year, and so as we went throughout my first year there, we had to pop the hood and take a look at what was going on, what was left. I think when Dr. Finch sent me over to the school, he said, "Hey, I don't want you to fix the Porsche or make it faster. I need you to take a car that's up on blocks and get it back on the road." And that's how I kind of approached everything. So we had to first look at we had to go back to basics. Where are we at with instruction? Where are we at with behavior skills? What position or systems and things do we have in place to address these things? And what is our need? And what levels of skills do our staff have? And so once we were able to evaluate that throughout the school year and really kind of get a sense of what the needs of the staff were, we could start addressing those things and changing our policies and procedures and how we address things. And I think that was pretty good, and we definitely made some strides the first year that I was there. Moving into the second year, unfortunately, we did earn a D again, so we were D 2 years in a row, which definitely had a negative impact on the staff. They were
were pretty close. You were like 1 point away.
Yeah, we were very close to getting a C that time. So we did make good strides, but again, it was kind of a punch in the gut for all the work that had happened. But again, that flywheel turns slowly, and we just have to keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. So after that school year, we started bringing more staff in, and this time we were able to kind of sit the staff down ahead of time as we were doing the hiring process, and they say, hey, here's what Deer Valley Middle School is about. Here's where we want to go. Here's the struggles you're going to face, but we need people here who want to be a part of that process. And we scared some people away, and then we ended up finding people, though, that wanted to be part of that process. And I think that was the foundation to building where we're going now. And so now, at the end of last year, we changed the culture on the campus where we have people who really see the vision of where we wanted to go and really put in the effort. And then we also then focus, of course, on the students, which is the most important thing, because now we're saying, hey, we understand where you're coming from. We understand what your needs are, and we're going to try to address them. And I think it did help with some of the culture surveys and things like that to see where the needs of students were, and, of course, checking data left and right. I mean, we were just monitoring the crud out of everything we could. And we even have, we do climate surveys with the staff on a quarterly basis to see what their needs are, and then we actually base it off of the end-of-the-year survey just so that we can address things. And also, you would like a CFA for a kid in the classroom. It's like, hey, where are we along the way so we can address things much faster for our staff and frankly, make them as happy as we can.
Talk a little bit about where you're headed. You mentioned it, hinted to it a bit. You have a big vision. 2 years from now, what are you going to see at Deer Valley Middle?
Well, my goal, of course, was to get a C for this year. And a big part of that was, as you asked before, getting the students engaged in the state testing, which, you know, is difficult, as everyone knows, because they're not graded on it. It doesn't impact their actual score, so that's always the hard part. We found the previous year that even parents were telling their kids, don't worry about it. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't matter. And so we had to make a concerted effort. Thank you. Of explaining to students and parents why it was so important. And we made this big push, getting information out there, getting information to the students. And then we also had incentives in place. And we found out that the simplest thing was the easiest. We tried all these cool different things to incentivize them. But honestly, just giving them, hey, if your teacher sees you working really hard on the test, then your name's going to get put on a list, and you're going to go get a prize during lunch. And that was the simplest thing, but it made a massive difference.
Somebody recognizes me and my hard work.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so kids took the test seriously last year, more so than the previous couple of years that I saw. And lo and behold, when the test scores came through, we had pushed it to the next level.
You almost missed a B. You were that close.
Yeah, we were a few score points away from a C.
B is not in our few, is not away.
Yeah, we were 6 points away from a C, which is, from B. Yeah. And that was a big kind of like a light bulb, like, hey, you know, we can actually do this. And so we have instituted a theme this year, and it's a long-term theme. It's not just going to be this year. It's going to be ongoing. And so our theme moving forward is that we are on the road to excellence. The Deer Valley Middle School is on the road to excellence. And so our goal is to not only get a B for our efforts this year, but eventually, we want to earn the A+ School of Excellence Award. Mm-hmm. So I know it's a lofty goal, but to be honest, I think our students are very much capable of it. I think our staff are very capable of it. And I know sometimes it's hard to see the forest for the trees when you're down, like I said, when the teachers are down the trenches, but they can absolutely do it. The potential is there, and we're reaching for the stars. So, there's no reason that Deer Valley Middle School can't be a B school, and there's no reason why we can't, you know, down the road earn that A+ School Excellence Award. So my personal goal is that, you know, before I leave Deer Valley Middle School, for whatever reason, that placard will be on that school.
Nice. And so, well, I want to thank you for your hard work and your team's, obviously, hard work. You've really concentrated on the culture. It's been, Peter Drucker said, culture eats everything else for breakfast.
Oh, absolutely.
So if you can get that going in the right direction, then people see the purpose of why they're there. Then they can plug in and make a difference. So keep up the great work, and we're looking forward to the many great things that are going to continue in Deer Valley Middle School.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks to Ray Utter, Dr. Stolt, and Jackie Tidori for joining me, and thanks to all of our hardworking staff and students for making this year's school report cards the best in DVUSD history. Speaking of history, you can listen to previous episodes of the Soup Scoop podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or at dvusd.org/soupscoop. Give us a follow and comment on our programs on the platform you listen to. I'm Dr. Curtis Finch, and you've caught up on everything happening at DVUSD with the Soup Scoop Podcast.